I manage the corner, Stephen J. Gerthy, who, well, at the last show, Tyler Cook came up behind you, gave you a nice little super kick, which fans seem to quite enjoy. Tonight, I'd say you got a little bit of revenge. His friend, I guess former friend, Sir Bradley Charles, helped cost him the match and now has a title match set up with him.
Let's be clear. When we're going to talk about what people seem to like, I think that's really kind of a weighted scale. I mean, people also kind of got behind Sarah Palin, and she's a raging idiot. So I don't think you can judge what the fans like too awfully much. It was wrong. It was inappropriate. You never put your hands on a manager. I didn't do anything to him. I never hit him. And then he comes up out of nowhere and jacks me in the jaw. What's up with that?
I don't know, but what about with SBC now? He's got the title match. I think it's something that you probably had in the books for a while.
It's been boiling for a while. Tyler Cook screwed up. He's the reason that Showtime got into the Gerthy Management Group in the first place, back when he was still Sir Bradley Charles, like he's a freaking WWF character from the 80s. It was a terrible name. We changed that. The point is, Showtime Bradley Charles is an incredibly gifted athlete. He works harder than anybody in the gym. He's a fantastic wrestler, and there was no way that he was going to... It was going to happen. It was inevitable that he would come to the Gerthy Management Group, and he would see that with my management, with my leadership, I was going to take him to that next level that he was never going to quite get to on his own. And that's just... Now, already, he's only been with us a couple of months, already I've gotten him a title shot, and I finally got that dead weight Tyler Cook off of his back, which he's only good for being pretty in the ring and having little girls scream at him, which is really, frankly, quite creepy when you think about the age of most of the girls that are screaming at him. I think Child Protective Services should be brought in.
I don't know if you can limit Tyler to that. He did take Wyatt to the limit, and if, without SBC's help, he might have won that match.
Took him to the limit. He couldn't take him to a Chick-fil-A, okay? Look, Tyler Cook is an inferior wrestler. And look, all right, Tyler Cook is a good athlete. He's a hard worker, and there's no doubt he is a talented wrestler. But let's just face facts. He's not on the same level of Jeremy Wyatt. He's not the belt collector. He's never had the NWA Central States Heavyweight Championship. He's never won a major title. He has not proven himself to me. So, in my mind, it was always a done deal of which way that match was going to go.